This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Friday, January 5th. God's word for you today is the mix. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 to 34. And it says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight." Why don't we see the full spectrum of Zozo in people's lives? The first reason is ignorance, and the second reason is brokenness. The generational wickedness or brokenness of the world is perpetrated in those lives. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. For instance, someone else driving recklessly can hit your brand new car. It is not because you have a curse on you. It is simply someone else's problem that you now have to deal with. That is how the world is. And when such things happen, it can hinder the full spectrum of Zozo. Nevertheless, God's deliverance is sure. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 29 says, "In those days, people will no longer say, 'The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.' Everyone that eats the sour grapes, their teeth will be set on the edge, not coming to you." The third reason we don't see the fullness of Zozo in our lives is faithfulness. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 says, "God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it." Rest in this scripture means the fullness that God's salvation brings, Zozo. God's promise of entering the fullness of Zozo still stands. However, God is saying that some believers might fail to experience it. The book of Hebrews was written to believers that were Jews, so it is possible to be saved and not enter into God's rest. It is possible to be a child of God and not enter into God's fullness. What will make you enter into it is what God is teaching you in this season. You need to get rid of ignorance. Know that you can triumph over the brokenness. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says, "For this good news that God has prepared." Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says, "For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God." It is possible to be in a place and not share the faith of the people in that place. Take finances, for example. People are getting into their finances early this year. If you share the faith, you will come into it. If you do not, you will not. The King James Version of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 puts it this way, "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." They heard it. They could not enter into the rest. They could not enter into the fullness of Zozo, of wholeness. Why? They probably said, "Pastor is at it again. He is just telling us nice things that tickle our ears." If you do not take it personally and mix it with faith, it is not going to work. That is what the word of God says. Let us pray. Father, flood my heart with light and eliminate ignorance. Empower me to rise above the brokenness of the world and strengthen my faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.